We got Kathy Grice. She's on the line. And in case you don't know the story, just real quickly, she won the Nebraska Hero Award yesterday at the football game. She was presented during halftime. And the story is awesome. She pulled these people from a burning trailer. And, I would like to think that I would do the same thing, but I can't say that I would. I mean, you're talking about your life you're risking a lot. So, Kathy, thanks a lot for joining us. We appreciate you coming out on this Thanksgiving weekend.
Sure thing. Well, thanks for having me.
First of all, congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
And just real briefly, kind of tell us what happened. What led up to this entire event?
Well, back in July, as I was driving home from Omaha one evening, I saw some smoke coming from a trailer house. And I drive by this trailer court every day to and from work, and I didn't see anybody around the trailer, so I pulled across the street and was just getting ready to dial 911 when I saw a little girl jump out of a window from the trailer. And so I dropped my phone and I ran across the street, and she told me that her two little brothers were still in the trailer, and so I was able to pull them out through the window and pull them to safety.
At what point, and in the article you mentioned how it's pure adrenaline, you're just going, but at what point do you actually have to stop, think, reflect, and let the emotions go? Because in saving a couple of people's lives, or at least knowing that you probably affected their lives greatly, it's got to be emotional, but you didn't have time during it. At what point afterwards?
It was when I was driving home, it was kind of like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe this just happened and I just did this. Seems kind of surreal now.
So when did you find out that you were at least in the running for this Heroes Award? How did that all come about?
Well, I didn't even know I was in the running. My husband and I flew out to Mesa, Arizona on November 10th. We always spend a couple weeks out there over the Thanksgiving holidays. And last Monday, I got a phone call out there from my work. The Red Cross was trying to track me down. And my boss told me that I had been nominated and they had chosen me to be their recipient. And I was just overwhelmed.
Well deserved, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, it happened back in July, so enough time has gone by where it's probably sporadic memories, and the article mentions the dreams that you have and stuff.
Right.
And then 6, 7, 8 months later, boom, it's back in your face, and now you're being recognized by an awful lot of people.
Yes. Like I said, it's been quite overwhelming, and I'm just very honored that somebody thought enough of me to nominate me.
So how was it being in front of 90,000 screaming Nebraska fans?
Oh, gosh. Overwhelming.
Did you get an opportunity to, meet any of the players or the coaches? Or certainly you met Tom Osborne, but...
Correct. No, I did not get a chance to meet any of the players or the coaches. I did meet with the governor and his wife and then the governor of Iowa, so that was pretty neat.
Well, everybody wants to know what it's like to save a life. I mean, and now you've got it firsthand, and probably it's an impossible question to ask, but I got to ask, what's it like to save a life? And then on top of that, the lives of some children that otherwise could not have, were not old enough to help themselves.
It's just really hard to put into words. I'm really glad that I was there, at that moment in time. I've said many times since the incident happened that I think God wanted me to be in that place at that time. And, you're talking about little kids, and as you said, so very young that just couldn't help themselves.
The dark side of the story, Kathy, I know there was some talk that there was some charges filed against the parents of these children for neglect, if I remember the story correctly. So I was wondering, since you left the children that day, have you had any contact with them or no?
No, I have not.
Well,
I'll tell you what, you're not the only one that was glad you were there. We were
too.
Glad you were there, and I tell you what, those kids will forever be grateful, I'm sure. And if they're not, All of us will be. Thankful you were there.
Well, thank you.
Well, Kathy, we got to let you go, but have a great rest of your weekend. And you are a true American hero. Thank you for what you've done. And, you know, I can't say that I would do it. I don't know. You get yourself in that situation. But I agree with what you said. I firmly, at least personally, believe that nothing happens by chance. Everything is by design, and you were meant to be there. So congratulations on the award, and thank you for what you've done.
And thanks for being on our show.
Absolutely.
It's an honor.
You bet. Thank you.